If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everything is just ass backwards. And later on, she falls backwards off an ass.
She does.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Ooh.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
This is the other way.
Life is full of irony. This is Toe! Season 4, episode 12. The glow soon becomes ashes.
Their beauty pure out of ashes.
I don't know that song.
What? You should know that. That's a failure of you. That is a failure. Failure.
Who is it?
And when I grew up with you,
stop.
It's Celine goddamn Dion.
What?
From the Deadpool soundtrack when she sang that act. You know that song. Words when to say, I've been waiting, I've been dirling.
I don't know the Deadpool soundtrack.
That's, okay, I'm kind of excited you don't know that because I'm going to play that for you when you take a commercial and you're already loopy and wired.
How do I not know a Celine song?
Your head's going to blow out because the build on that song is going to overstimulate
you. I should know that song. You're right.
I'm sorry.
I'm calling myself out.
Yeah, that's like me not knowing a Shania Twain song because you are Celine diehard.
I don't. Maybe it was because it was on a soundtrack. I just missed it.
Maybe. Because the video,
I don't listen to radio anymore.
The video was Yanef or whatever, the guy who does all the dances in high heels. You know the guy, you've seen him. He does.
Why do I feel like a Carl's wife today?
It's true. But he does all the dances in high heels, but he dressed as Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was the video with Celine Dion and him dancing around. It was campy as fuck. It was amazing.
I never got into Deadpool, but everyone says I would love the movies.
It's literally a comic book character if you were a comic book character.
I need to check that out. Y'all, this is Toe. Sorry for that brief digression.
I'm sorry to burn you, but you deserve to be burned.
No,
but this
I agree.
Is Toe.
I deserve that. Thank you.
Y'all, this was a wonderful episode of Toe. I'm very excited to talk about it.
I think it's the You know why? We didn't have a lot of sadness. Well, except for Nicole and Mahmoud. But
she wants to leave, so it was less sad.
It's true.
Boy, we have seen the little trailer clip, and he is going off on it.
This thing is gesticulating wildly.
Yes.
Her wrists are noodles.
Miss Mahmoud is upset. And it's Ms. with a double Z.
Ms. Mood if you're nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Miss Thing, she's going to be very upset.
She's going to be very upset. Y'all, some of you were upset, most of you weren't. I thought it worked out well, but thank you for joining us on Love is Live.
Yes.
We had a great time.
I think generally people weren't upset with us.
No, they were upset that, yeah.
By Netflix.
Shitting the bed.
Not just shitting the bed, shitting it and wiping it all over the bed.
Yeah.
And then issuing, hey, sorry, I shit on the bed. Things happen.
What? We didn't really shit the bed. The bed's fine.
We broke the bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love Netflix. I mean, it's the PR department. We actually love Netflix.
We actually, I have to say, out of the PR, Netflix is by far our favorite to work with. They're very, we love them.
Yeah.
Although they didn't let me email me back about tickets to see Cole, and I look back in retrospect, and that was probably a better idea.
They were afraid you'd come in with your Lenny from Of Mice and Men energy.
I think they were afraid that they listened to the show and they went, he might attack this guy.
Someone might be a Curly's wife, and you might strangle them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Trank you.
It's all up on Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier. But listen, I'm not trying to sell y'all, but if some of y'all just signed up for Love is Blind and you're like, hey, in May, I'm out, you're going to miss a lot.
We got it's basically announced the 1-2 punch of.
It is a 1-2 punch.
That's the only boxing metaphor I know. That and uppercut.
Oh, yeah.
So we got the ultimatum queer love trailer. Just girl drama or she
girl
they
drama. It and y'all, it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be, it's gonna be like the one that I
don't
want.
Don't do this at me.
The one that I, well, no, that means I can't remember.
I know.
I'm signaling like a baby wants more. I'm signaling you.
More.
That means I don't know what I'm saying.
He's doing sign language for more.
It's true. But the show, the one that I want, the one that you are. You're the one. You are the one. That season we watched of MTV, that was fantastic.
The one that I want.
Wow. But that was a fucking messy season of that show.
It was. It was really.
Because everybody could date everybody. There was no holds barred.
That was legendary.
It was, y'all, if you need something to binge, that's a
great
season.
You are the one. That kind of where everyone was attracted to, they said, people were attracted to both genders.
Both genders. I saw that therapist from that show.
Oh.
And I fanned her at Bristol Myers. Not Bristol Myers.
Bristol Farms.
Bristol Farms.
I think Bristol Myers is a pharma company.
Anyway, it's true.
I need to trank you. You tell me I'm up.
You're up. Anyway, it's very good. But
Ultimatum Queer Love is coming to our $5 Reality Gaze Plus.
As well as Selling Sunset is
just announced.
So Ultimatum Queer Love is coming at the end of May. In the middle of May is Ultimatum Queer Love.
You just said the same thing. Selling Sunset is in the middle
Selling
of May.
I'm going to drink more coffee.
I will not have this slander of me as being.
I'm always forgetful. You're like crazy keyed up because you need someone to like dick you into submission.
Wow.
Tell me I'm wrong.
It's fair.
You hit me before we started.
Well, I had my show on Wednesday. Thank you. We had a couple of sissies come to my show, Cheese.
It was great.
In Anaheim.
I ended up going. I was going to surprise him, but then you had to buy a ticket. And I'm loving, but I was going to Orange County.
And I wasn't comping. And I wasn't. And I, yeah.
I'm getting one of those comps.
Yeah. I didn't want to comp you, but.
Only way I'd come.
I already had so many industry people there.
It was really, there was a lot of porn people there. I was shocked. Lots of them. Sean was there and Cody.
Austin, Sebastian, Dayton, mm-hmm. and Dayton, and what's the Lemon Paradise woman's name? Dayton and Dawson.
Dawson. Yeah.
They were all there.
They were all there.
Her gay porn named children.
It was really good. I was proud of you. You did a really good job.
Thank you. It was we made a good showing. Everyone was very happy. The theater was happy. The actors really showed out.
It was great. It was a great good. Little theater.
And Airwolf is here.
I will say the only thing that I didn't like is the theater had snacks afterwards. The musical's called Cheese.
Yeah.
If any time you should have a fucking cheese board, this is where you have a cheese board.
Let me tell you.
That was a missed opportunity.
Let me tell you. I asked for it before. And I was told, we have a committee that handles that.
It was just these trays you get from fucking Publix or Pavilions or whatever, the grocery store. And there was one There was one little roll of cheese, but they were mainly just crackers and meat. And I went, they need a fucking, this is when you have your basic charcuterie cheese board. The musical's called Cheese, and you get Tillamook cheese, because it's about the town of Tillamook.
And let me tell you.
Let me handle that next time you do that.
No, I asked. I asked if we could provide it. And they're like, we have someone in place to do that. And I went, yeah, I can see how this is going to be. And I gave that up. I micromanaged everything
next
else.
Next time you're giving it to me, and I'm taking it, because I can be a basic bitch.
But I was, when I walked out and saw the spread, I was mortified.
That was the only thing I was really bothered by. The show was great. The cheese board at the end, horrified.
I was mortified. When I saw it, I'm like, well, all the cheese is gone.
Y'all, because you know what gay men love? A theme. And if you're watching the Intimate Portrait right now, I'm leaning in because we love a theme.
We love a theme.
And you're sitting right here and I'm grabbing your hand and I'm saying a theme.
And I got my head on your, I got my foot on your head. That's what I like.
Is the camera crooked? And Christina
who
will
cares?
Fix it.
Christina yeah. fix us.
Christina does that. So
where are we?
So yes.
Ultimate of Queer Love, Selling Sunset without Queen Christine this time.
But it looks like a new villain. And you said... It just looks like Christine with a dark wig. And you have a theory, Tinfoil Hattie.
It's Tinfoil Hattie, America's conspiracy theory drag queen. Hey, boys. Especially Jimmy Hoffa, who's still with us.
That moon landing was filmed in Santa Monica.
Area 51, that's my bar. Y'all, I have a theory that the woman identified as Bree mm-hmm. in the trailer, B-R-E, mm-hmm. is actually Christine Quinn's long-lost estranged twin sister. That's who she's selling herself as. Mm-hmm. But it's really Christine in a black wig.
Christine
and
in black.
She's going to take it off in a Kristen DiMira-style Days of Our Lives, and she's going to, and no one will know the whole time
just
that it's actually Christine.
Just unzip herself like in V.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
That's what I think is going to happen. Then next season, we'll have another sister, but it's still Christine.
It's going to be great. What's her name? It's going to be pregnant and crazy.
Heather.
Heather's going to be crazy.
Well, or perhaps dumber.
Well, you know, maybe she'll get baby brain and think. Sometimes that happens, but that happened with Chance.
Not for her.
Tater got smarter when she was pregnant.
I would not have a lot of hope for Heather.
Anyway,
God bless her.
So y'all, the reality RG Plus is going to be popping because already we got You Mean My Ex.
Yeah.
Which is very, episode one looked to be a very promising season.
I agree. We're going to still beat, I think there's two other trios or quartets or quintets.
And we have a special for Love After Lockup fans. We're going to have an interview with Lindsay.
Lindsay!
We're going to interview her next week, and she will be on the free feed for everybody.
She's making all the media rounds.
Yes.
Mary Payne and us.
So if you let us know in the comments of Love After Lockup, if you listen, let us know what questions you'd like to ask Lindsay.
All the big media markets for Love After Lockup.
Yeah. You know, I think Mary Payne, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, never mind. But I think she's interviewing somebody from the 90 Day from this season two. I don't want to say who.
I'm happy that a friend of ours gets interviews because I talk so much shit about these people. I don't feel right about interviewing them.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
I've kiboshed that's so many interviews.
That's why we're not really expanding the way we want to in our show, because we can't.
they won't come on our show.
Get anyone to retweet us.
I will interview people I like.
I'm fine with interviewing people I don't like.
I don't take
it personally.
Close the window. I'll keep talking.
I think you need to become more Barbara Walters and less Joy Behar.
I think you need to suck my dick.
Well, I think we need to take advantage of these relationships.
I am being my most authentic self. That's what I'm going to be.
But that's not a good interviewer. That's not a good host.
Shut up.
Y'all, Vanessa
Lachey. Y'all, we're still hearing from you about the Love is Blind reunion episode. Maddie had a better response than I did. Are you trying to fix the camera? Maddie had a better response than I did. I found it disappointing, and Vanessa Lachey basically was demanding everyone's baby. It was pretty gross.
No, that part was gross. I didn't like that part.
But I did enjoy a couple of the new things that we got, new information. One thing, y'all. YouTube Live, coming up at the end of the month for our $15 Reality Gaze Plus people. We have a good time in there.
I'm glad I'm just adjusting the camera during the show. Christina's going to be so angry.
You didn't have to.
It's going to look crazy.
Just to finish up here, Bicurious, Return to Amish is coming up with that. We are recording that next week, so it'll be up before the month of April is out. And also, Seeking Brother Husband, it's going to be... There's 6 episodes, and the 6th episode is the finale. We are doing a special collab finale episode with Cara Berry of Everyone's Business is Mine.
I've never met her. You have, but I'm excited.
I love Cara Berry. I've been a guest more than once. They love me over there.
All right, get off her dick.
She loves all, she does pop culture stuff. She loves all things polygamy related like I do. And she was a Seeking Sister Wife aficionado. And so we're here to talk about that. And it'll be, so that's the finale. Our finale will be a crossover event. Are you still obsessed with the camera?
Yeah.
Do we need to just pause it and have you fix it?
Yeah, y'all. We're going to pause real fix it because Christina's going to kill me.
Oh, my God. We're back.
We fixed the camera. It looks better for the intimate portion, and Christina won't kill me.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know.
Last bit of business. Our charity for this month of April is the Drag Defense Fund in cooperation with the ACLU. Y'all, we're going to do a special Discord watch and chat. We'll be on Discord they're doing a Digital Worldwide Moment.
Yep.
I'm doing like this. Digital Worldwide Moment.
We'll post the details of that, and it'll be in our Facebook group.
Yes.
For that.
Okay. Well, we can post it on anywhere.
Yeah, we can post it on anywhere.
Maybe Instagram.
We can send a link on our link tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you'll need to get in the Discord. I guess anybody can do it, but we're going to be watching it live. So join the Digital Worldwide Moment, because
yes.
it's pretty appalling what's happening with our drag and trans siblings out there. It's really bad.
It's really bad, and we'd love to raise money for this. They just announced All Stars cast.
I was underwhelmed.
I like it. I like that they got a lot of more no-name queens, and I appreciate that. No, because I think...
I know, but it's just not a nice way to say it.
It's giving queens that didn't really have... But they mixed it with, like, the fact that Heidi in Closet's in there, I'm there. She's there, and there's another... And what's her name?
Kahana Montrese.
Yeah, but there's her, and then...
Alexis
Michelle. She's a big queen.
Bam!
They've got a couple of, like, you know, famous queens.
And there's a lot of fillers. There are a lot of filler queens.
I was like, who are... But you know what? Sometimes in... Those moments of those, that's where we like re-meet a queen. I love it.
And Candy Muse.
Yeah.
Who I didn't love on her season, but has developed this huge social media.
Yeah. There's a bug in here.
That was really scary.
Oh my God. Oh God. Oh, what was that? What is in your house? What is in your house? What is it?
I think it was a beetle.
What a beetle? What is in your house?
That just scared the
shit. Oh, God, it's a bug. It's a bug.
We're going to pause it again.
No, I'm going to find out what this is.
It's in there. It's in there. Oh, my
God. What is it?
I think it's just like a June bug.
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, I don't know where. Okay, we're going to keep doing.
We got to keep going. I got a heart out.
I don't. For those of you who just saw what it looked like on the camera, that was two queens losing their shit over a bug.
I think it was a moth.
I was scared because of you.
No, you screamed first because you saw it. Don't even. Oh, bullshit.
I was less
bullshit. You fuck you, Gary. Roll the tape because you went like this. You went, oh, and you screamed first, and then that made me scream. Don't you act like I scared you. You squealed like a girlish donkey.
Speaking of donkeys.
Speaking of donkeys.
Let's get into this show.
Wow.
Debbie and Oshama.
Debbie and Oshama. Here.
Wow. Sorry. I need to take a moment.
Wow.
For those on the video.
For the intimate portrait.
Who just saw. I don't know if I've ever done that on a camera thing where I've literally had a full body freak out.
Glad we're professionals. That
This is so stupid. Anyway, y'all, here we go. Debbie and Oshama. Clear. Ha. Done.
Debbie and Oshama. They're at his parents' house.
I woke up and I felt like I aged 10 years and I look like it. Boy, this is such a thing for her. It is such a trigger.
She's obsessed with age.
It is.
She really is.
Yeah.
She brought it up.
It's very primitive here. There's upholstery on the toilet seat.
When I paint, I have full lips like a young person. And I went, yeah, you might need to process this age thing.
What do you think about upholstery on a toilet seat? I also think it's gross.
That's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. I didn't know that they do that.
Maybe it's cold.
But I will say, this is not, as she describes, a third world country.
It's not primitive.
We have seen way worse conditions on 90 Day Fiancé.
Ethiopia? Remember the
like, yeah, Ari. I mean, I can't believe it. But I'm like, yeah, Debbie would have never made that. And when Debbie's like, she's like, I've done this before. There's been nothing like this. And I'm like, bitch.
Yeah, I don't.
Then I don't think you've traveled that much internationally.
It's really insulting when people start throwing around words like primitive,
but an upholstered
that's bad. That's gross, very bad.
You know what you do? You just put some toilet paper on the toilet seat when you sit on it, and you don't say anything because you're a guest in their home.
Yeah.
Although, if someone had an upholstered toilet seat that you sat on, they could sit on that and get pregnant afterwards.
Maybe. So she basically says, well, this ain't my nest. This ain't my nest. You got to get me the hell out of Kimmerstedt.
I got to shake him or ride him or something. And I went, ride him? You're not riding anything in a Oshama.
Well, she's riding a donkey later.
Take me the hell out of Somerset.
She's Kimmerstedt.
Kimmerstedt.
So she's got gifts for everybody. And and he says, my mother is resting. Y'all, mother has taken to her bed.
Mother's taken to her bed.
Because she's not getting over, I think she had an idea that Debbie was a bit older.
Yes.
But I think, y'all, we saw her face going.
Yeah, mother was judging. There's some sissies who think the family's in on the bribe.
Interesting.
I don't think that. But yeah. I do think this episode, they are excited about him going to America.
Guess what, y'all? Oshama is a grifter like everybody else. I know that's horrible to hear.
Because she gives dad this gift. It's like a painting set.
And this was so sweet.
It's very sweet. Very, and the dad says, I'm overjoyed Osama will be immigrating to the U.S.
First word. First phrase.
And Debbie kind of goes, yeah.
Here she was. Her face. And
Osama translates it like it's nothing.
And
like she should know.
And then she's like, just to clear up everything, I'm moving here permanently.
I brought my things here, she says. And you see Osama just kind of literally look at the camera.
And at one point, this was riveting.
Oh, it was
not
great.
And at one point, his sister Ozma comes in. All I can always think about is Ozma, the powerful from Return to Oz.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Return to Oz?
We talked about this.
It is freaky movie.
I know. I didn't like it.
You turn it off?
I didn't want to see it. I felt like they were making fun of Wizard of Oz. It was like Garbage Pail Kids just making fun of Cabbage Patch Kids.
I don't think they were making fun
didn't
of
like
it.
That. I love my Cabbage Patch Kids, and I love the Wizard of Oz.
So you didn't like Garbage Pail
no,
Kids?
No, it was mean-spirited, and I wanted to keep it pure.
I loved Garbage Pail well, Kids, because yeah, of course I did.
Of course you did.
I like dark like that. So she says, they thought I was going to take him to the States and get him a visa, but that's not the reality of the situation. Like they don't love the idea. And the sister basically says,
and good for Debbie, because Debbie's like, I don't want secrets. I'm telling you all this.
The sister says she will not be okay in the culture of Morocco. And I think that's what Osama is betting on.
Yeah.
That she's going to live there for a little bit and she's going to get fed up. So I think that's what he's waiting for.
I actually think their house is nice, except for that upholstered toilet seat.
Yeah, the turlet seat.
Turlet seat.
Yeah, it's not good. And then Ozma basically says, we always said we wanted to leave.
She said, so, people leave here. That's what they do.
It's so interesting.
No one stays. That's the way she said it.
And especially the younger generation, it seems like they all decided they were leaving later. Everyone kind of wants to leave Kemisette, definitely. Mm-hmm. And so she's trying to figure out, she's like, is this your plan? And he's like, well, she told me and I've decided that I agree with it. And Ozma went, oh, so you must have a different game now. She knows.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little struck by it, but I think we probably didn't see this, but I'm sure he got her alone.
Maybe the sister is in on the con.
I don't even think it's a con.
I don't think it's a con. I think it's just they're. It's kind of like if I brought home a boyfriend back home and he said, and we're moving to Lone Grove. And I would say, no one moves here. It just would be assumed we would
venture
out. No one would move back to you with Pickens.
Oh, God, no.
No.
No. I lived there for a while. I'm like, we're going back to Los Angeles.
I agree with you. Not necessarily a con, but just an assumption of that just wouldn't happen.
No, it's transactional behavior.
Yeah.
He'll give her what she wants and they'll come to the U.S. And then it's assumed when either, God forbid, she passes or he gets there long enough, he'll be in the U.S. He'll get a job.
Yeah.
It's transactional. And, y'all, but Debbie's not here for this.
Well, in Debbie's defense, at least from what we've heard, and I think based off of his reaction later, I don't think he told her anything.
Nope. Nope. So he talked all romantic-like, as she says. They're touring the family farm. Then we see, I'm going to call this donkey Pepe. Pepe the donkey.
Eeyaw.
Hello, my pretty. Come here. Tooraloora. Toora. It was so strange to sing an Irish lullaby.
You don't go get that wig. Go get that wig. I can't believe you even thought you were going to do this without that wig. If you think this isn't happening, you've got another thing coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now present to you...
Hello.
Reality Gaze Theater. Poodle will be playing Debbie, and I'll be playing Pepe the Donkey.
Hello, my pretty. Oh, oh. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. Tooraloo-ra-lay. Tooraloo-ra-la-ra. Can I ride you, Mr. Donkey?
Yes, you can. You sure can.
May you love me? Do you love me, Mr. Donkey?
Do I love you?
Yes.
I do. Sing to me again, lady. Sing to me that sweet song.
Hold on.
I kind of sound like porn, Granny.
God didn't give me a butt, Osama. Yeah. Help me get on this donkey. Ooh, it just feels good riding on you, right. Pepe.
Sing to me while you ride on me. Sing a new song. What's another song you know?
Don't stop believing. About you to that feeling. Oh, I'm getting. Oh,
girl,
here
you're
we
a
go.
Heavy.
Oh,
you're a little
here
heavy.
We go.
Ooh, oh, you're getting me excited.
Osama, you should have helped me.
And I lost another one.
And see.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Pepe.
Pepe.
Later on, y'all, they're painting. And
they are painting.
I got to say, that donkey scene was the physical comedy we were promised. It did not disappoint.
It was, I will say, I adore Debbie.
Me too.
Like,
she'll be great on the Single Life.
Oh.
Great on, they'll have to figure out a way to do Debbie 1 and Debbie 2, though.
But having her, well, Debbie 1 is gone.
Yeah.
She's hooked up with Canadian. Mm-hmm. Having, that is, though, I do think that woman has so much kindness in her heart for things and people. But is so fucking naive.
She's very naive.
But it was sweet when she sang to the donkey, actually. It was very sweet.
Although everyone was like, what universe are we in?
We're in she's in Debbie's universe and the rest of us are just swimming around it to her.
Maybe you love me? When she said that, I was like, anyway, y'all. So they're painting, and that's when she says, I need to give myself some nice lips. I'm always young in my paintings. And that's when I went, yeah, I think that's a pathology.
Osama just says, hey, can you be quiet? I'd like to paint now.
So what's next for you and me?
She can't be quiet.
And he's like, at this time, I just want to paint.
It's interesting. I think with Debbie, I think Debbie actually has psychoanalyzed her a little bit, but I think she actually is a ball of anxiety. But to fight that anxiety, she tries to be joyful and creative and artistic. But this is catching up with her.
She also needs to narrate. She needs to kind of feel present. Yeah. And like he's like, I don't want to plan. I just want to paint. And she says, we need plans. And he's like, no, we came to ride the donkey and paint, not to talk plans. It's enough for today. Well, Osama, can we talk about apartments? And talking about y'all.
He's like, maybe. You really see, he really is just telling her just a little tidbit of what she wants to hear so she'll shut up.
So... And she's like, you said you would love me and take care of me. And then, now it's just shut up, Debbie. So, and then he says basically, are you crazy? Do you have mental problems? And y'all, she goes, you don't talk to me like that. I'm hurt. And then she said, our plan is that you will come here and you will bring me to the U.S. and I will go to work there. And if you don't like this, I will stop all this at once.
It was horrible, but I also laughed when he said, you have mental problems. And she goes,
huh? Y'all, I hate to say I told you so. This was DOA from the start. It was a nice distraction.
I disagree. I think
I'm
something
glad,
happened to Osama.
I'm glad that we had fun while we did. Am I happy she's on the show? so much so. She's been the bright spot of the season for me. Her and Danielle and destroying that miserable bitch.
Yes.
Whenever yes. I can. Everybody else has been okay, but those two have really made it so far for me.
But yeah, he said this will not change. So all right.
Should we take a quick break and maybe find that moth?
Maybe go find the moth.
We'll be right back.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens!
We did not find the moth, y'all. We did not. We're still podcasting in terror, but we're doing it for you. Because
I don't know how we actually came back from that.
Because we're professional.
Professional somethings. Help me, Timmy.
You're our only hope. That's a damn
y'all,
truth.
We're talking about Gabe and Isabel next.
Let's do it.
We're having lunch with, is it Marie, his mother, or Maria?
It starts with an M, yeah.
And Monica.
Monica, yeah.
Monica, dance the waltz.
We just sang this. Okay, I'm fixing this pillow. Again, no problems, but thank goodness for Monica, y'all. Monica knows. Monica is like Meryl Streep in the second season of Big Little Lies. She knows what she needs to do here. She knows.
She was put here for a reason.
She's put here for a reason to fuck shit up.
I think she's also gunning. Well, ever since we saw her, we knew she was gunning for that tell-all guest spot.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure she will be now.
I think she has a potential to
have her own fiancé. Her boyfriend was the tattoo artist.
Oh, that is her boyfriend. Never mind. She'd be good on Single Life, but. Because she is dramatic, y'all.
I like her,
but she is so dramatic. So Gabe has been in Florida for 2 weeks. We had a lot of sissies reach out and say that now it's not as hard to get your birth certificate and things like that.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be that ordeal. But he said it's going to take over a month for him, I guess, to get things back and all that.
I have a feeling with Gabe, things are always more complicated.
I think Gabe gets easily overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meaning Isabel just said, I'm going to just plan the wedding while you're gone. And when you get here, you can just show up.
I love Isabel because I think she just gets shit done.
She does. I love her. So he's eating with his mom and his sister and they're talking and he tells them basically, he's telling them that they're going to get married. And this is, I don't blame them for being hurt. As close as this family is, this is, you should have told them.
Well, there's a couple things going on here. He's basically said that Monica is extremely judgmental of everyone he is in a relationship with.
True.
And this is enmeshment. So what's happened is that he probably complains and gets his sister and mother involved in his relationships.
Yeah.
And it becomes something of a family activity.
Yeah.
And so it's not really fair for either of them to complain when they're all complicit in it.
That's true.
Guarantee you, he has had some quite dramatic relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't no drama, y'all. Ain't no drama.
So I understand why he might him hiding the proposal is just another part of their enmeshment.
I get it. It's not necessarily even about this. It's about him hiding other things in their life.
Exactly.
But the mom, they're glad. I mean, and he says, you know, they accepted that I'm trans. And mom's like, thank God. Like, that's wonderful. And they're like, well, we're excited. And we're, I don't know if mom's coming, but Monica's coming to the wedding.
Did you hear what Monica said? And she was almost... This is their relationship. She was almost just like, well, I assume things weren't going well if you were here.
Yeah, she did.
I think it does make her feel put together when her younger brother is a mess.
A little bit.
So I think that's a dynamic you often see with younger siblings with older siblings. But they're talking about, and this immediately, y'all, they start to try to protect him. And I think with his transition and everything like that, I think that's something they've had to do, or they thought they needed to do.
Well, I think it's something they have to do if they care, because look where trans people are in our country right now. So it's not a question of if.
Yeah.
If you want to support a trans, you need to help protect them.
Yeah.
That's just where are in our country right now.
And so they're talking about things like a Colombian prenup. Y'all, Pernerp. It's the first time this season, I believe, Pernerp has been mentioned.
As soon as she said it, I went, yeah, that's not happening.
Not with Isabel.
Ain't happening.
She'll be
like my dad used to say, Matthew, ain't happening.
So
that's what happened when I tried to get him to be Kale one time.
Ain't happening.
Ain't happening.
Kale.
Rabbit shit.
And then they're trying to figure out a protection plan for him because – and I think this is a little off base. It may be for audacity that they're trying to figure out that they think that she's out for his business.
I still think it's audacity.
Yeah.
Well, I think Monica is a bit like that. But again, y'all, they don't have problems.
I agree. I agree.
They have
problems, but it's not between them.
This would be a boring storyline if Gabe was not trans.
Totally.
Because it's been a great storyline because
you're exactly
right. We get
right.
the acceptance of it, and I'm glad they did it, but it gives us it's a great storyline because it gives us heart yep. in a season of
and
miserable bitch
and representation that we've never seen before.
Yes. And so it's great. But if this was a straight cis
totally
couple,
agree.
We'd be like snooze.
Yep. This would be the
Brett
sleeper.
And Tiffany.
Oh God.
We love them, but there's not anything really dramatic.
Yeah.
So
no, like literally Tiffany stepped on the show, y'all.
Yeah, literally. Fell asleep. So later, Monica's taking you to the airport, and he got everything done, and
he's getting married in 2 weeks. They are getting married officially in
two weeks. And he said, she's like, are you having cold feet? Are you thinking about it? And again, Gabe's kind of like, yeah, no, I'm not really having, I'm sure when I'll be nervous, but no, I'm not. She's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I just think she's kind of can be dramatic.
Then she basically says, Gabe's previous girlfriends were needy, jealous, and a little stupid.
And she
been
said,
there.
Been there. Been there. She said, they all are shades of something. She said, they're all shades of the same person. So she said, I'm just kind of assuming that Isabel is like that. And when she said that, I wrote, you get Isabel's name out of your mouth.
I would take that name out of your mouth. And I, when she said
you don't
that,
know
I was
what
like,
you're talking about.
You don't know Isabel.
You don't know she is a goddess.
I'm surprised that they haven't had phone conversations with her. I think this might be fraudacity.
I think a lot of it's fraudacity. Yeah. So she anyway. Says, I love you. Have a good trip. You know, and she said, and she does say, it is hard because it's like you're getting a new family. Well, that is what marriage is about. You
yeah.
leave want your family and
and
build a new one.
And a man shall leave his mother. But the idea here of even mom in that lunch says, well, we're losing her to you.
I hate that terminology.
And I went,
or you're gaining another, you're gaining
a daughter-in-law.
You're gaining a daughter-in-law and people in your additional family.
It is a really, really scarcity principle way to think about it.
I think what a lot of this comes from Monica. Monica is older and, you know, it's just the three of them. So I feel for Monica actually, because I think Monica is the protector of her mother and her brother.
Yeah,
of the family.
I understand they think they're losing him mostly because he's living down there, but I think they also think that they're losing the fact that he was kind of a mess. And what else were they going to do now?
Yeah,
he was the hobby.
He was the object they focused on, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, who's next? I don't remember.
Chris and Jamie.
Oh.
Got yourself a sugar mama. You're a sugar mama, honey.
I'm sorry, mama.
I have no one, sugar mama.
I'm sorry, mama. I work day after day, and she takes and takes and takes.
And then she's like, she asks her mom.
What the hell are they drinking?
I don't know. Her mom, y'all remember, her mother watched, we did it on our social media. Her mother's a cubicle warrior. And because she watched the wedding from in her cubicle.
She did.
She had a Zoom meeting at 9 and then a wedding at
9:30. She did. She sure did. Sure did.
So, And mom says, well, I just don't know about this marriage between two drama queens. And I'm like, it's more serious than that, honey.
But mom's right. It is two drama queens.
Yeah.
But what this, I mean, this does remind me of like divorces and things like in the real world, especially back home, because I mean, this reminds me a lot of Rachel Talaferro. Not Rachel. What's her name? Rachel. She was Rachel Talaferro because my brother dated her in eighth grade.
The Dynasty.
They were a hit in eighth grade because she had a black and white polka dot dress. It was a short dress for eighth grade graduation. And she had a little, like, the poofy sleeves on it. And my brother had a black pant, white shirt, and a black and white polka dot vest. And people were in awe of how well they matched. They looked so good. I just went through these pictures at my mother's house. But anyway, Rachel ended up starting.
She was the Gloria Vanderbilt.
Well, Rachel's Terry Talaferro's cousin. You know, she's a Talaferro. And so she's the one that taught me how to French braid in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, Rachel Talaferro. Turns out.
Every boy learns that.
That's true. She ended up learning. She did hair. Everybody went to Rachel. Well, she got married to Brian Ramone, and then it was Rachel Ramone. But when they had got a divorce. I don't know. Somebody was cheating. I don't think it was Brian. I don't really know the particulars. But all I know is they drug all their shit for everybody in the town to hear about on both sides of it. And I feel like this is kind of what Chris and Jamie are going to do. I saw Brian Ramone at the Dew Drop the last time I was there, though. And he was real nice dating this real pretty girl. He's got real hot arms. Anyway.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Dew Drop's really cute. It's this new bar. It's actually an old bar. It used to be the old bar in Ardmore.
We don't have time
People
for
were
this.
Murdered and killed there on Caddo Street.
I don't
it was
give
just
a fuck about the Dew Drop.
Anyway, it's great. Go to the Dew Drop right across from Cafe Alley in Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Cafe Alley?
That's where everybody goes, Cafe Alley. Because it's right by the Alley
I will
Theater.
Not be waylaid.
Oh, it's really good.
I'm fine with hearing about the Talaferros.
When you go to Ardmore, I'll take you to Cafe Alley. It's the best restaurant in Ardmore.
It just... To me, it feels like I'd be eating among garbage because it's called the Alley.
No, it's, you know.
Anyway, so y'all, they haven't been talking. Jamie, Chris is saying she still doesn't have a job. And she's like, well, I want to be there, but I have to pay the bills. And she said, I sent $1,000. And she said, it's not enough to pay the bills and her gym membership. And so Jamie says, I'm going to sell the locket that you gave me. And she's like, with her father's ashes.
It has daddy's ashes in it, mama. Oh, God. Not daddy.
Not daddy's ashes.
Not daddy's ashes.
You're sugar mama. And Chris says, I'm now seeing that she's not going to make the effort to make money.
She doesn't. Yeah, she's not putting, there better be actions. And then we get Jamie talking to one of her gays, Chris, and it's, a completely different...
Alex.
Alex, I'm sorry.
same difference.
Same, because it's Alex and Chris, right?
She's got about three gays
but
that she goes to.
You don't know who to believe because they're both... That's why it reminds me of Rachel and Brian, because we didn't know who to believe. Because they were saying contradictory things.
It's just like
And you want to believe Rachel because she does your hair, and you can't find a new hairstylist.
But Brian Ramone is attractive. So
he's
you
attractive.
Him.
And honestly, a pretty upstanding guy. His mother... Barbara Ramone, which I really think to this day probably was a lesbian, but she would substitute teach and kind of coach. She had very short hair and a really gruff voice. really nice, but kind of very strict.
So Brian got his masculinity from her.
I think so.
Yeah.
They adopted a kid, actually, and
we need to leave this here.
Well, but I just want to say that when he was in high school, he ran off the interstate with three other guys driving in a truck and just died when he was 17 years old.
Who? The kid they adopted?
Brian Ramone's brother, yeah. There's still a cross I drive by every time I go to DFW.
Stop it! We need to move on.
When I land in DFW.
How could it still be there?
They fix it every year because it's Ramone. And also my friend Maria, who I got student of the year with, her brother died too, Maria Covey. Anyway. Southern
so
shorts.
Jamie, y'all, Chris has been gone for 5 months now.
That 2 weeks got extended. Every time we see them, I feel like next episode she's going to say, so Chris has been gone for 3 years, for 84 years.
It's been 84 years. And she's meeting
Alex. She
writes
once in a while.
And she said, can you see how embarrassed I am to have to come? This is... What you said, we don't know who to believe. I think the truth is in the middle. Because in some ways, Jamie, is drama and likes to be and likes to portray herself as the victim of Chris.
This and is, Jamie's high maintenance, I think. But she says Chris told her, she keeps swearing that Chris is the one that told her to quit the job.
Yeah.
This, I will say, they are the perfect tell-all couple because hopefully in the tell-all, we get answers of what's going on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if Sean Robinson does it, we're going to have to leave this here or this isn't going to get resolved today.
She does say, I've been trying to get a job because she made me quit my job to dedicate it to the business, the food truck that we're going to do that she just left and abandoned. And this idea of, but not everyone wants to work with Venezuelans. So she basically made a point of saying she's Venezuelan, living in Colombia. Not everyone wants to work.
I contacted Sissy Chris and then my best friend who's from Bogota and asked him. And the consent, because Chris wasn't sure because she wasn't from, but my best friend is from Bogota.
Yeah.
And he said, yes. He said, very much. There is, Venezuelans are considered immigrants. So there's a lot of, because just what's happened
just
in
shady,
Venezuela.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of anti, he said, kind of we have in the U.S. about people from Mexico, like an anti-immigration type of mentality.
Got it. That, I believed her.
I believed her, but I just wanted to vet it out.
And y'all, Chris stopped paying rent.
She only paid rent for like 2 months.
Yeah. So she doesn't answer the phone. They can't.
I think a lot of this is Chris doesn't communicate what she does. She just does stuff. Or again, like Alex, whatever the gay guy said. She just.
You put Chris every time, right?
Yeah. She just pieces out. She just ghosts her. So. How can Jamie trust anything she says when she's just, you know?
Yeah. I think also one of the other tragedies of this is the queen who's there can't even eat his fries because he needs to listen to her. And y'all, watching those fries on that plate get cold made me very sad.
I wrote it down too. Because y'all, if you get served fries and you're telling a story, I want you to talk with fries in your mouth because I'd rather watch you eat.
It's also someone's pouring their heart out. It's a little disrespectful to shove fries in your face.
No, it's not. Look, if I was talking to you about my dad dying or something and we ordered fries, I'd want you to eat your fries while I talk.
Yep, you know how much I love fries, though.
Well, that's true. You do.
But I think if I...
Would you let me eat fries while you spoke?
I don't think there'd be any other way. I can't come between you and potatoes.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. But
we accept each other.
I think there is a layer of, it feels, I think he's acting like he's listening. I think to eat may be to take the stakes of the situation down. Also, I feel like sometimes on these shows, no one eats because the food's just in front of them.
A lot of wasted food.
But y'all, there were fries on this plate, and they were steak fries. This is we're not fucking around with little tiny fries.
You're gonna need to get fries today.
Yeah. So y'all, Chris is coming home. She says
she bought a ticket, and Jamie says we're gonna talk in person. I want to hear her out. We didn't see next week on. We didn't see them together.
Yeah.
Do you think Chris is going to come back?
No,
I don't either.
If she does, it'll be to get her stuff and leave. I think, or to have one final.
That's the only reason. She will have to do that.
Yeah.
Jamie will be dramatic and not send her shit. She will sell it.
Yeah. I think she will. I think this is just another step for both of them in terribly dramatic relationships that each of them have had. It's just a shame this one was on television.
This is going to be a fantastic tell-all.
I agree.
I think it's going to be really good.
You've seen the stills. You've seen the pictures of Nicole, like fucking one shoulder off, face beat to the gods.
Yeah, she looks good.
Boy, she is giving no fucks. She is going to flamethrower Mahmoud.
She is.
Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
Join us in part two while we cover Jen and Rishi. And we're still looking for that moth.
I'm looking for that moth.
Jen and Rishi. Who else?
We're doing Jen and Rishi. We're also doing, I can't even remember.
Nicole and Mahmoud.
Oh, and Miserable Bitch and Big Dick.
And Miserable Bitch and Big
but
Dick.
But not Johan, the other Big Dick.
Yeah. Talon or whatever Talon. The fuck his name is.
All right, y'all. We'll Talon. See you next time. We appreciate it. Go to realitygaze.com. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We appreciate it if y'all leave a review for those. Or you can also watch us on YouTube. You can do it there as well. You know what I just found out, too? And we're still working on stuff, Christina, our producer, and I. But I realized some of you have asked us in Patreon. You wanted to give the gift to Patreon.
Yes.
And there's not really a way to do that.
Supercast there is.
You can do that in mm-hmm. Supercast. And it's very easy to do if you yep. want to give someone the gift of Reality
they
Base.
Have,
you can
do they have streamlined that.
Yeah, you can really do it. Streamlined it's that. Really streamlined. It's really easy. So that link is all on our website at realitygaze.com. Hey, what says a mother you love her more than giving her two gays in her ears?
Giving her a filthy, dick-ridden podcast.
There's a Mother's Day gift that you can bank on. All right, everybody. Jesus. And with that, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
And if you are pouring your heart out to your friend and they've got a bunch of hot fries in front of them, you tell them to eat those fries.
Fries, yes.
And you can call us.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.